WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9 o'clock, it's 80 degrees in Atlantic. An excessive heat warning continues for the listening area through late Wednesday evening. We look for a high today around 102 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Hummel Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agent in Oakland. Authorities say at least five people were critically injured during a three-vehicle crash this morning just east of Council Bluffs on Highway 6. Reports say two people were life-flighted to Creighton University Medical Center, while three others were taken to hospitals in Council Bluffs by ground ambulances. The vehicles involved were blocking both east and westbound lanes of U.S. Highway 6 at Hunt Avenue, which is just east of the Interstate 80 interchange. Motorists should continue to expect a delay or use an alternate route to reach their destination. That accident happened at around 7:30 a.m. Additional details are currently not available. The Iowa State Patrol was handling the accident investigation. News time is 9:01.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
Officers have arrested a 33-year-old Sioux City man who accidentally shot a woman. Ronald Barrett was arrested at around 3 o'clock this morning and faces charges of reckless use of a firearm and discharging a gun in city limits. The woman was taken to a hospital for a treatment of a leg wound. Police say Barrett told officers that he thought the gun wasn't loaded. Investigators say alcohol may have been a factor in the accident. It's unclear whether Barrett has an attorney. Online court records don't yet list his case, of course. Harrison County roads proved to be deadly for two Nebraska men over the weekend. Sheriff's officials say 62-year-old Patrick Cronin of Omaha died Friday afternoon when the motorcycle he was riding missed an S-curve on the Luss Hills Trail, formerly known as Iowa Highway 183, and hit a railroad bridge. Cronin, who was not wearing a helmet, died at the scene of the crash, which happened at around 5 p.m. Friday, about a mile and a half south of Missouri Valley. Less than 24 hours later, 48-year-old Michael Beck of Decatur, Nebraska, died when the 2004 Harley-Davidson he was riding left Interstate 29 northbound near the 94.5-mile marker and crashed into the median near Little Sioux. The State Patrol says Beck, who was wearing his helmet when the accident happened at around 2 p.m. Saturday, was flown by LifeNet helicopter to Creighton University Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. Officials in Red Oak say a domestic dispute Saturday night led to the arrest of a local man on numerous charges. 26-year-old Robert Beals of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 10:40 p.m. on charges of violation of a no-contact order, trespassing, possession of marijuana, and drug paraphernalia, and for violating the terms of his probation. Beals was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $10,000 bond. Red Oak police report that officers had responded to a domestic dispute call on the 1800 block of East Summit Street, with Beals being arrested upon the conclusion of their investigation. Also arrested as a result of that investigation was 25-year-old Megan Rose Beals, also of Red Oak. Police charged her with aiding and abetting. She was being held over the Montgomery County Jail on the weekend on $300 bond. An investigation into the incident continues. Authorities in Montgomery County said Sunday they were investigating a burglary which occurred at a property located west of Stanton. Sheriff's officials say their investigation began at around 8:35 a.m. Sunday at a machine shed in the 2300 block of 230th Street, where someone took a blue 1989 Honda 4-track ATV. The machine has a blue 12-gallon wand sprayer on the front. Officials say the owner is willing to provide a cash reward for the recovery of that ATV. Anyone with information pertaining to the theft is urged to contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107 or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-432-1001. A Villisca teen was arrested early Sunday morning. 17-year-old Thomas Ayers was taken into custody at around 4:45 a.m. on a charge of OWI first offense. His arrest took place following an incident in the 2600 block of 110th Street. Ayers was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and later released to his parent. Sheriff's officials in Adams County said Sunday that an Omaha man was arrested Saturday evening. 50-year-old Terry Studi was taken into custody just before 6 p.m. on a charge of operating while intoxicated. The arrest occurred after an investigation that began when authorities received a call to assist a park officer with a situation that took place at Lake Icaria. The National Weather Service says heat relief will not be soon in coming for Iowa and Nebraska. A Weather Service warning about excessive heat remains in effect until Wednesday afternoon or night here in west central and southwest Iowa and in southeast Nebraska. The warnings are issued when the Weather Service experts believe dangerously high temperatures will occur in which heat and humidity will combine to create a dangerous situation in which heat illnesses are likely. The century march was breached in both states on Sunday. The temperature hit 104 in Des Moines and 105 in Omaha. Here in Atlantic, we topped out at 100 degrees. Humidities across the region made it seem much hotter, though. Well, the Audubon City Council has a full agenda for their meeting this evening. Among the matters they're expected to take action on during that 7 o'clock session at City Hall is a resolution setting the date and time for a public hearing, which is tentatively expected to be August 13th at 7 p.m. That meeting will be held to consider the sale of a city property at 118 East Division Street. Also, they'll take under consideration the first of consideration of an ordinance setting sewer rates and resolutions assessing the cost of abatement for dangerous buildings at 808 South Street and 212 Tracy Street. The Audubon City Council will also discuss a watering ban and meter policies, along with other local issues. The Greyhound bus line will no longer offer service into and out of Omaha beginning next month. According to a report in the Omaha World Herald, Burlington Trailways, which is based in West Burlington, Iowa, will assume Greyhound's abandoned routes effective August 16th. The final day for Greyhound service to Omaha is August 15th. Burlington's routes include stops in Indianapolis, Denver, and Chicago, to name a few. Customers who prefer to travel by Greyhound will find the nearest depot located in Kansas City, Missouri, after August 15th. The move by the Dallas, Texas-based Greyhound means the company will end more than 80 years of service to the Omaha area. A company spokesman said its decision was based on an evaluation of its routes on a nationwide basis. Burlington Trailways Vice President Marty Bradley told the World Herald the change will be primarily in name only. The company, he says, will continue to operate out of the downtown station at 16th and Jackson Streets in Omaha. The paper says the BT will take over all of Greyhound's Omaha routes, including the one from Omaha to Chicago, which features stops in Des Moines, Iowa City, Davenport, Iowa, and Moline, Illinois. The fee the company charges for its fares are expected to be comparable to those charged by Greyhound. In other state news, the president of the union that represents the largest share of state workers sounds pessimistic about upcoming contract talks in the fall. Danny Homan is president of AFSCME, Council 61, which will bargain with Republican Governor Terry Branstad's administration over pay and benefit packages for state government employees.
My expectation right now is guarded, based on some of the political stunts that this governor has pulled and his demands that he believes that he can come to the table and demand that we will do things, tends to make me believe he's not coming to the table to sit down and bargain with us other than to come in and tell us what we're going to do.
Homan's last direct conversation with Branstad was 18 months ago, just before Branstad retook the governor's office for a fifth term. Homan suggests the union has a strained relationship with the governor.
We are treated as the enemy.
Branstad earlier this month asked state workers to follow his lead and voluntarily pay for 20% of their health care premiums. Homan filed a complaint with the Iowa Public Employees Relations Board, charging that the contract was a contract violation. Homan, as the president of AFSCME Council 61, is involved in negotiating 140 different contracts, the majority of which are for local governments. Negotiations over one of those contracts for thousands of workers in the executive branch of state government will begin in November.
I have a long history of 25 years in bargaining contracts. Probably less than 1% of the contracts that I have bargained over those 25 years has ended up in arbitration. I'm going to work as hard as I can to not go to arbitration. But if that's where we got to go, then that's where we got to go.
Tim Albrecht, the spokesman for Governor Branstad, said the governor will bargain in good faith as the law requires, but the governor is always going to put Iowa taxpayers first when it comes to collective bargaining. The governor's spokesman said beyond that, the governor will not engage in a back and forth with Danny Homan. Homan made his comments during a weekend appearance, on the Iowa Public Television program, Iowa Press. And taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the NCAA has slammed Penn State with an unprecedented series of penalties, including a $60 million fine and one loss, and the loss of all of Coach Joe Paterno's victories from 1998 to 2011. The moves come in the wake of the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal. Other sanctions include a four-year ban on bowl games and the loss of 20 scholarships per year over 4 years. Sandusky, a former Penn State defensive coordinator, was found guilty in June of sexually abusing young boys, sometimes on campus. Security is tight outside the courthouse where the suspect in the Colorado theater shooting is set to make his first appearance. Uniformed sheriff's deputies are stationed outside, and deputies are positioned on the roofs of both court buildings at the Arapahoe County Justice Center in Centennial, which is south of Denver. James Holmes is being held in solitary confinement in jail on suspicion of first-degree murder. He'll be moved today to a nearby courtroom for today's hearings, where he will hear the pending charges against him. The Colorado prosecutor said the suspect in the mass shooting at a midnight Batman film screening could face the death penalty. Carol Chambers said her office is considering pursuing that punishment against James Holmes. She says a decision will be made in consultation with the victim's families. The shooting at the theater in Denver suburb killed 12 people and injured 58. At least two children are among the 13 people killed when a pickup truck carrying 23 people veered off a highway yesterday evening and crashed into trees in South Texas. The other 10 people on the truck were injured. The Border Patrol is taking part in the investigation. The state police spokesman said it's possible that the victims were all illegal immigrants. And stocks have opened sharply lower amid new fears over the European debt crisis. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost more than 200 points in the opening minutes. Selling has also rattled European markets because of fear that Spain will need a sovereign bailout. And the U.S. bank, bank stocks are among the hardest hit. Citigroup has fallen more than 2%. News time is 9:12.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
And in our funeral announcements, Margaret Marnin, age 73, of Anita, died Thursday at Creighton University Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Margaret Marnin will be today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. James Erickson, age 84, of Council Bluffs, died Thursday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital. Funeral services for James Erickson will be today at 10:30 at the St. John Lutheran Church in Council Bluffs. Cutler, O'Neill, Meyer, Woodring, Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs has the arrangements. Mark Albert, age 60, of Atlantic, died Saturday. A gathering of family and friends for Mark Albert will be held tomorrow from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Hazel Johnson, age 97, of Exira, died Sunday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Hazel Johnson will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Wayne Ray, age 80, of Greenfield, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Wayne Ray are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Connie Walter, age 65, of Exira, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Celebration of Life memorial services for Connie Walter are currently pending at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. And John Lloyd, age 65, of Des Moines and formerly of Bayard, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for John Lloyd are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. That is a check of our news this hour, brought to you by Hummel Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, give Craig and the gang a call today at the Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland. The Skyscan forecast is next.